In America, we value our liberty. But there's a new movement quietly being pursued by politicians that will take away our precious freedoms. It's been deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim that their objective is to promote trade by removing barriers between the countries of North and South America. In reality, the FTAA is a raw power grab. It will lead to a new government over the entire Western Hemisphere. This supergovernment will steadily take away America's rights, our Constitution, even the freedoms that we love so dearly. Protect your freedoms. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then let Congress know that the FTAA is not an option for America. Stoptheftaa.org and keep America free.
Welcome to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily look at the significant issues of our time from an experienced conservative perspective. Mrs. Schlafly is president of Eagle Forum, a leading force in the pro-family movement since 1972. And now, here's Mrs. Schlafly.
For the last 30 years, feminists and big government liberals have whined and complained that American women are massively discriminated against and are victims of an oppressive, male-dominated society and workforce. John Kerry complained during his presidential campaign that women make only 76 cents for every dollar a man makes. If that were true, then businesses could become much more profitable by hiring mostly women. But it isn't true, and it's against the law anyway to pay women less than men for the same work. Equal pay for equal work has been the law of the land since 1963, and a big federal bureaucracy enforces this law. Furthermore, the average pay of all women tells us nothing at all about equity for individuals. These whiners should get a reality check by reading Dr. Warren Farrell's new book called Why Men Earn More, The Startling Truth Behind the Pay Gap and What Women Can Do About It. Dr. Farrell provides massive documentation to prove that men earn more than women because men work more hours per week, take more hazardous jobs, work at less desirable locations and under less pleasant working conditions, and take more technical training. Men suffer 92% of all occupational deaths because they are willing to work at the most hazardous occupations, such as firefighting, construction, and mining. That should be obvious to all except the feminists who major in women's studies and then complain because engineers make more money after graduation. Dr. Farrell points out that women's choices about jobs more likely involve a balance between work and the rest of life. Women are more likely to balance income with a desire for safety, fulfillment, and potential for personal growth and proximity to home. When you select the type of job you apply for and train yourself to take, remember there are trade-offs. Most women happily trade career advancement for more family time.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report, presented by Eagle Forum, leading America's pro-family movement since 1972. For a free copy of Eagle Forum's pamphlet on equal pay for comparable work, write to Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Please include your name and address and ask for the Comparable Worth Report. That address again, Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning, hit the snooze a few too many times, need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Donno Cafe? Donno Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Donno Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show and the man who asks, if you were traveling at the speed of sound and you turned on your radio, would you be able to hear it? Derry Brownfield!
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is a talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Yesterday, we visited about the President's Commission that he just decided to appoint, having to do with studying the minds of all of our children in schools around this nation of ours. And needless to say, we had a lot of callers, and the calls kept coming in all day. In fact, people were still talking to me about this yesterday afternoon when it was time for me to leave the office. Now, this is upsetting to a lot of folks, and that's why I brought it up, because it was upsetting to me also. I called Sandra Lucas. Is she with us there now? Okay. I called Sandra Lucas. She is with the Citizens Committee on Human Rights, and she's been very, very active in this sort of thing. She's been a regular guest on the show from time to time. And Sandra, it's good to have you as a guest again on the Common Sense Coalition.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Now, what do you think about this? The president just decided to have this commission on mental health. And now we're going to see that every school child is going to be screened to see if they are mentally healthy or not, right?
Well, you know, this is what I think about it. I think that it is such an outrageous story that when you tell it to others, they don't believe you, and that is how they're getting away with it.
Well, they're getting away with it. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I have not seen any of the letters yet. I don't know if one of our listeners has a letter from the school district saying that the kids are going to be screened. I'd love to have a copy of it. But
well, they may not even tell your listeners. They may not even tell the parents. You know, this new Freedom Commission, to just back up a little bit, even though I believe that you've covered it quite thoroughly on your show yesterday, but it has already been implemented in Illinois. Illinois was the first state to implement it. And they started by screening pregnant women and implementing the testing in the schools. Here comes what is called Teen Screen, which is a mental health screening tool out of Columbia University. And the purpose of Teen Screen is to screen all children in the school, eventually with a mandatory mental health screening. This is now in all states of the nation except for 5. Those 5 are Utah, Wyoming, South Dakota, Kansas, and Alabama. Every other state in the nation now has Teen Screen, and so children are being screened now as we speak.
Now, why would it not be in Utah, Wyoming, South Dakota, Kansas, and Alabama?
Well, I don't know about Wyoming, South Dakota, Kansas, and Alabama. I can tell you that about Utah. Being in Utah, we have fought very hard at keeping it out of here. And we have been successful in terms of, you know, working against screening of children in Utah. And if people rally and get together and fight it, they will prevail. But something must be done. Just sitting back And looking at it and being overwhelmed, frankly, is going to just allow the children to be screened and eventually diagnosed and medicated. And the worst of it is, you know, we now have, unfortunately and literally, hundreds of stories when parents refuse the drugs for their children, the social services are sent in and the children are being removed and then forcibly drugged.
You know, this brought up a point yesterday that I don't know, but they want the public school kids. Are they going to get private school kids and even homeschool kids in on this thing too?
Well, that would definitely come under the new Freedom Commission. I mean, Teen Screen, the actual Teen Screen program so far, is for public schools. However, in the new Freedom Commission, the whole idea is to screen every single American from birth to death for mental illness. And so you do have different programs. You are going to go through the justice system. You are going to go through the juvenile system. You are going to go through a private doctor. So when people go to their doctor, and that could be, you know, let's say you take your child to the pediatrician, whether you're in a private school or whether you're in a home or you're homeschooling, you eventually at some point take a child to a pediatrician. Would it be because some people still do vaccines or, a kid has fallen off a bicycle? And so then the screening will come at that level, because the American Pediatric Association has definitely endorsed the mental health screening of children in private offices.
In an MD's office?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
This does not have to be done, or the way they set it up, by a psychiatrist?
No. Mental health screening that is done, for example, in a school, is not done by psychiatrists. Not
right, but they have this test. They have this test.
They have a test that can be administered by a counselor, that can be administered by a teacher. It's a written test. And so anybody can administer it. All you're looking for is to ensure that the child provides the answers to the questions.
All right, but now would this test also be in a doctor's office, a private office?
There is no reason why. Recently in Texas, as a matter of fact, there were bills going through the legislature where they were trying to partner with private providers and private entities in order to get the testing of children done.
Well, now, Texas is the plan that we are following now as a nation, right?
That is the new Freedom Commission, the President's new Freedom Commission, the report being released just last year, is definitely based on the Texas algorithm, medical algorithm project. And that was the program or the project that was touted as being wonderful in terms of delivering mental health care. I guess that's kind of an oxymoron these days, isn't it? Mental health care. And so the new Freedom Commission is based on that program originally, yes.
We're going to take a break, and when we return, I'd like to go in a little more detail on this. We have a couple of other individuals that are going to talk about this Teen Screen. It's going to be an interesting program, ladies and gentlemen. Take a break. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
Brownfield Show.
Hello, this is Christine with BringemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring 'Em Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Kenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Kenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
We're visiting today with Sandra Lucas. We're talking about President Bush's New Freedom Commission on Mental Health. Now, this New Freedom Commission would never have passed, it would never have flown through the legislature. He knew that. So what he did, he just appointed this, he just set it up, this New Freedom Commission on Mental Health. He appointed the commissioners, and they came up with this plan now, which they copied off of Texas, and we are now going to see every school child tested or screened for this mental condition, whatever that condition is. Where do you see this coming from, Sandra, or where is it going, Sandra?
Well, you know, it's obviously coming from an industry who stands to make a lot of money from having the children diagnosed. I mean, in 2001, mental health treatment and substance abuse treatment in the United States totaled $104 billion. And Medicaid has increased to be the largest payer of mental health care in the U.S. So, you know, you've got a lot of money there for the psychiatric industry. You've got a lot of money there for the drug industry. And the treatments don't work. A recently released survey that was led by two Harvard scientists showed that even though treatment, supposed treatment for suicide, had increased dramatically in the U.S., there was no evidence that there were less suicides. They could not find any lessening of the suicide rate. And every day, we now find that, for example, in Oregon or in Utah, that the second leading cause of death in young people is suicide. You combine this with the outrageous increase in the taking of antidepressants, which we now know, or the FDA now knows, because we've known this for a long time, actually cause children to commit suicide or can cause children to commit suicide.
Why not? Does Prozac and Ritalin fall under this?
Well, Ritalin is a stimulant, and so that's a different classification of drugs. I mean, you have had, for example, it has been said and researched that Kinkle, the shooter in Oregon, was on Ritalin, but also had combination of other drugs when he went on a deadly rampage. But so you now have this increase in treatment, and that means a lot of money. So to answer your question, after this kind of long way around, you have a lot of money at stake. And that this is what it is all about. I mean, I always follow the money when I see outrageous plans like this, who stands to profit from it?
Okay, let me tell you.
Definitely not the children.
Let me tell you who stands to profit from this, because these are the same people that came up with this innovative system for Texas. And it was sponsored, or it was funded by Janssen Pharmaceutica, Johnson & Johnson, Eli Lilly, Pfizer, Norvitas, Janssen, Ortho, McNeil, Smith, Klein, Abbott, Bristol Myers, Squibb, and it goes on.
Well, Terry, you said it, not me.
No, I read it. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over a million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
We have returned. Sandra, give us a quick rundown on what happens at the school, because here these kids come in and the school gives them a form to take home, right? Asking if they can be tested or screened.
Well, it depends. You know, the rules are different from one school district to another or from one state to another. But the real danger about this particular mental health screening is that parents may not even be told about it. For example, let's say that they decide to do the mental health screening in a particular school next Monday. The parents would have to tell the schools that they do not want the child to participate in many schools in order not to have the child participate. It is what is called an opt-out or a passive consent. And so your child is going to be tested next Monday. They may send a piece of paper with your child at home, or they may post it in the school. They may not even send anything at home. So your child may forget to give you the paper. Or if the notice is on a school board, you may never hear about it. So comes Monday, since you did not specifically state that you did not want your child to be tested, your child is now tested. And the nightmare can go from there.
You right, and the nightmare is that they're
diagnosed and what have you.
The nightmare is they're going to find something wrong with this kid, And he's going to get medicated, right?
Well, absolutely. I mean, the fact is, you know, statistics are showing that the majority of children who get diagnosed will be put on a medication. And the questions that are being asked are so very general, and especially when you remember your years as a teenager, or if you have any teenagers, I do, you know, it's up and down emotionally from one day to the next. And so things like, well, do you ever go into a crowd and feel not quite as good as anybody else? Well, ask this of any 16-year-old girl. If one tells you she does not ever feel this way, I think we can count on the fact that she's lying. So
you know,
they're looking for very normal teenage behavior, which, as usual, as mental health, quote-unquote, professional, they're going to diagnose as a disorder.
I have a list of seven of these questions here. Let's run over them real quickly. Has there been a time when nothing was fun for you and you just weren't interested in anything? That happens every day to me. How about you?
Well, you know, usually I wake up in the morning at about 6 o'clock and I go, oh, no, not today again.
Okay, question number two. Has there been a time when you had less energy than you usually do?
Definitely.
Every afternoon. Okay. Has there been a time when you felt you couldn't do anything well, or that you weren't as good looking or as smart as other people?
You know, every time I see Angelina Jolie on screen, I am feeling really quite inadequate. So I guess that applies to me.
Sure. How often did your parents get annoyed or upset with you because of the way you were feeling or acting? Duh, daily,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, well, if you have teenagers, you know, usually once a week there's going to be a little upset of some sort.
Right.
Normal part of growing up. Normal part of parenting.
Then here's the question that you'd already asked. Have you often felt then very nervous when you've had to do things in front of people? Have you often worried a lot before you were going to play a sport or a game or do something actively? See, now, how can you answer those questions? You're going to answer yes to every one of those questions.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you don't answer yes to all of them, you will definitely answer yes to some of them. And so, you know, it goes back to what I was saying earlier, which is that they are diagnosing normal human behavior.
Yeah, but really what they're saying is you have social phobia,
right.
Panic disorder, anxiety, obsessive compulsive disorder.
Mm-hmm.
You got a problem.
And you've got depression.
You can go to the health room there, and they'll give you a pill for it, right?
Well, they will. What happens as a result of the test and as a result of the diagnosing is then the child is being referred to a psychiatrist or a psychologist, and or to a pediatrician, because pediatrician now, you know, dispense a lot of these drugs, unfortunately, and to what will. The child gets diagnosed, and then the child gets drugged. And if you refuse, watch out. It could be real trouble. So I think that what people need to do is to actually inquire of their school principal whether or not there is passive or active consent for such testing. Make no mistake about it. If it isn't there yet, it is coming. And so it may already be there. You don't even know about it. So you need to inquire of your school principal what is going on. And you need to get active and change the rules so that rather than having to opt out of mental health screening, you have to opt in, meaning if you want your child to be screened, you have to give them authorization to do it.
You know, I'm mentioning this opt-out thing, and you say you don't know when they're going to do this. Why couldn't a person, a parent, have their opt-out card all filled out, have the thing notarized, recorded at the county court's office, at the county clerk's office, and put on file at the school, as well as in you know, make it official that I don't want my kid to do any of these things?
Absolutely.
Then you'd already be opted out, would you not?
Absolutely.
And you'd have a right
and
to come back.
That is definitely a solution that can be put into effect until the rules are changed, because unfortunately not every parent is going to listen to your show and know that they can opt out. And immediately, you don't even have to have it notarized. You know, the fact is, as a parent with your child enrolled in school, when it is authorization for a field trip or to do this or that, they don't require it to be notarized, just signed.
Right,
and
but
so
if it was notarized and recorded, you know, it would have if you went to court, it would have a lot better effect. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Jerry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Brownfield here to tell you why the Aeronizer is the most advanced air purifier available. What the Aeronizer does, it puts out higher forms of energized oxygen into the air, which oxidizes pollutants. It actually destroys airborne particles and removes them from the air that you breathe. The Aeronizer destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, and pollens. I mean, it kills them dead, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. The Aeronizer literally reaches into carpets, furniture, drapes, clothing, and porous materials to remove cooking, pet, and smoke odors. The Aeronizer is a safe, effective, and affordable solution to unleashing the natural purifying power of oxygen to not filter, but actually purify the air. To get the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-877-605-9200. That's 1-877-605-9200. Or go online at www.aeronizer.us. There are two ways to do things, the hard way or the easy way. For example, I can go to my neighbor's house the hard way by going 23,999 and a half miles to the west. Or I can go the easy way, which is just a half mile to the east. Both ways get me to the same place. One way is very expensive and time-consuming. The other way is quick and simple. It's the same way when it comes to protecting your private property rights. There's the hard way or the easy way. The hard way is to go it alone. The easy way is to join the Paragon Foundation. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas. Get a free copy of Powerhouse Magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443 or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org.
Lou Havrilla with Steel Span Buildings telling everybody in the listening audience, if you need a building for hay, machinery, or just general storage, I can provide the best building for your money, plain and simple. Here's Don from Missouri.
I just wanted to let you know that I purchased one of them buildings from Lou, and I'm really pleased with it. Lou was a lot of help, too, I'll tell you that. Anytime I had any questions to call him, he was there with answers.
I'm providing my Derry Brownfield listeners a fantastic opportunity. A 45 by 71 for $9,700. Unbeatable for bird-free hay and machinery storage. Call me for details at 1-800-894-9408. That's 800-894-9408. Or visit my detailed website at amsteelspan.com. That's AM, short for American, steelspan.com.
This is the Jerry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show. And the man who asks, why be difficult when, with a bit of effort, you can be impossible? Jerry Brownfield.
And we're back. We're talking today about President Bush's new Freedom Commission on Mental Health and how we're going to be screening 100% of the children in our schools. They tell us already that over 8 million schools are 8 million children that are students in public schools are taking mind-altering psychiatric drugs. We discussed this teen screen, how they give this test to teenagers, and how the person answers that test determines whether or not they need psychiatric help. Ken Kramer has called in from Florida. Ken is more or less an expert on the teen screen. And Ken, I've never met you. This is the first time we've discussed this, but hey, it's good to have you as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Well, tell us a little bit about teen screen and what you've learned.
Well, number one, I rely on documents. I'm a document researcher. I don't go by what people are arguing about right and left. I go for the documents. Now, those questions that you read off were taken directly from a teen screen survey. Those questions are done on kids as young as 9 years old. Now, if you have some kids out in the play yard playing baseball and, you know, wrestling around, they come in and they do this survey, Jiminy Christmas, these 9-year-old kids aren't going to take it. They don't know the ramifications of this. They could be marking off questions. Who knows how they're going to do it? Now, the whole bottom line to this is, according to the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force, a document we obtained, they did a whole study on this, and they found out there's no evidence that screening for suicide risk reduces suicide. Now, after they screened these kids, a recent study found that 9 out of 10 kids who get referred to a psychiatrist wind up on psychiatric drugs. A study we're doing here in Florida found, and we're doing this throughout every county in Florida, one county we found the suicides, every single one of them, 100%, were either on psychiatric drugs or had received psychiatric treatment. The county I'm in, it was 81% of these kids were either on psychiatric drugs or receiving psychiatric treatment. So when you're doing the survey on all these kids, and they say to get to them before they commit suicide, the fact is the ones who are committing suicide were already gotten to. Now, since I started doing this research, I've made a lot of friends. A lot of my friends are helping research this. A lot of them are calling schools across the nation. I've got a real crackerjack investigator in New York who's scouring the internet for evidence right and left. And it's just frightening what is going on here. Their goal is to screen every kid in the United States. So according to our figures, it adds up to $30 billion a year. Because according to Teen Screen, 10% of the ones they screen wind up on psychiatric drugs, 10%. Now, this passive consent deal, this is very interesting. They give the numbers out on their website, Teen Screen. They say they screened 39,000 kids last year. They say that that passive consent is used in 15% of their programs. So that all adds up to 6,000 kids last year were screened in the United States without written parental consent. So these parents, I'm sure a lot of them have no clue what is going on, and next thing you know, they're labeled with some bogus psychiatric label. There's a lady in Indiana named Teresa Rhodes. She found out about this because her kid came home and said, "Mom, what's panic disorder? What's social anxiety disorder?" She said, "Why are you asking these questions?" She said, "Because I did this thing at school and they said that I have it." So Teresa is, I think last week, just filed an intent to sue the school for screening her kid without any permission from Teresa. And this is backed up by the Rutherford Institute, you know, a major law firm who takes on good social cases. And I think this is going to, you know, it's just now bubbling to the surface in the national media. It hasn't been reported on quite yet. And I think very, very soon, you know, hopefully the media wakes up to alert parents so they know what's going on. Because, you know, we're headed for big trouble if this keeps on happening here.
Well, you know, just the fact that President Bush did this, he is the one that established this commission. In fact, it's called President Bush's New Freedom Commission on Mental Health. People look at that and they think, oh, this is something good, because it's going to help our young. It's for the children, right?
Well, yeah, right. Well, the sympathies of parents. I don't know Bush's involvement. You know, I'm not the fly on the wall. It could be that he's being advised by who knows what psychiatrist that this is what we really need to do for our kids.
Let me throw in a comment here. He's being advised all right, because earlier in the show I read a list of these companies that sponsored this commission in Texas. Those same companies, the pharmaceutical industry, put up $1.6 million in 2000 to see to it that him and other Republicans were reelected. Do you think that had anything to do with it?
Well, you know, of course it did. And you know what? I just thank you from the bottom of my heart for putting this out there. And, you know, every parent who's listening to your radio show right now should very much listen intently. Call their school up, call the school principal, call the school superintendent, ask them, are you using Teen Screen? And if they are, find out if it's passive consent or not. If they are, find out who's funding it. matter of fact, people can go to my website.
Let me interrupt for just a second.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Sandra.
Say Teens Clean because they can change the name. What I would do is, are you evaluating the children for behavior problems? And that will cover it. Because Teen Screen, the name can be changed. When a subject gets too hot, and this one is getting hot, they will change the name of it. And so they may do Teen Screen under some other name, and they'll say, well, no, we're not doing Teen Screen, you know, because it's got a new name. So you got to get clever with it.
And just like I mentioned on this opt-out thing, you'd want to make sure that that was written properly.
Absolutely.
Right.
Let's go to the telephones. Keith in Illinois. Hi, you're on the air, Keith. Keith in Illinois? Where is Keith? Okay, Jim in Texas. Hi, Jim.
We get some attention to...
Okay, we've got a problem here. Do we have a problem?
You there?
Who am I talking to?
This is Jim in Texas.
Jim in Texas. Hi, Jim. You're on the air. You bet.
I'm a little off subject today, but I'm trying to get the word out on...
No, let's stay on subject. Let's go to Rich in Missouri. Hi, Rich. You're on the air.
Hi there. You know, it just reminds me of...
What's that?
...as much as anything. Do you remember back in the final days of the Soviet Union when people disagreed, when people decided that they wanted something silly like freedom? Where did they end up? They didn't go to prison. They went to insane asylums. And to me, that's one of the scariest things when I hear about having everyone's, you know, mind checked. Because as you mentioned earlier, the thing about for the children, I mean, there's no single statement on earth that should make you grab hold of your wallet and your copy of the Constitution more tightly than it's for the children.
Right. That's right, because you're absolutely correct. People love their children and want to see them do well. And then every day in a newspaper, we're being bombarded on how the children are committing suicide, that they have these emotional problems. And if you're not aware of what is really going on beyond the scene, you are going to try to do whatever you can to help your children. And so parents love their children and want to help, and they are being deceived daily. And I think your point is excellent.
You know, I was a teenager in the 1940s, and I honestly don't ever remember ever a teenager committing suicide. And we would have known about it, you know, we would have heard about it. It didn't happen.
Sure. Sure, and then, you know, I mean, it is a fact now, and the truth finally came out last year, that the more drugs you put these kids on and the more diagnosis you give them, you know, the more problems like that you have. And I think one of the mistakes that people make, too, is they do not look at the reason why this is going on. And a lot of people will blame the drugs. Well, granted, the drugs are causing the children to kill themselves, but the drugs would have never been dispensed had the children not been diagnosed to start with. And the real problem starts with the psychiatric diagnosis that, by the way, have no scientific evidence to back them up. There is not one scientific piece of evidence to back up any of them. There is no test. It's not like a broken bone, like a tumor, like a cancer, like diabetes, where you can actually prove it with a test. It's all just completely arbitrary.
They have a book out. It's called The Diagnostic and Statistical Manual for Mental Disorders. The fourth edition lists 374 psychiatric conditions that have been identified as mental disorders.
There is the math disorder for those kids who cannot do math. There is the disorder of the written expression for the people who cannot write. There is oppositional defiance disorder, which, according to the psychiatrist, really affects mostly teenagers, those who do not get along with their parents and talk back.
And let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Jerry Brownfield Show.
Pay
Pain medication can't heal the cause of your pain. But what if the pain is so great as to make it unbearable without it? Listen to the results of one 44-year-old man.
My name is John Frey. I have fibromyalgia and was taking 12 to 14 Ultram tablets a day just to try to stay pain-free. I also had headaches, which would incapacitate me. I also had severe allergies and was dealing with arthritis, which set in after two compression fractures. After just 3 weeks on Cocoon GH, I noticed my pain was gone, and I no longer needed to take the Ultram anymore. My headaches disappeared, and my allergies are virtually gone. My energy level has increased, and I feel better today than I have in 15 years. My graying hair has also started to darken, and a bald spot on my head has started to grow hair again. My wife got on Cocoon GH, and after only 8 days, a lower back pain that she had suffered with for 14 years has gone away permanently. She no longer takes Celebrex. Thanks for such a wonderful product.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-6833. That's 888-988-6833.
Hear that? That's the sound of nearly 3 million American jobs being flushed down the toilet. What caused it? NAFTA. 10 years ago, Congress passed NAFTA. It was supposed to boost our economy. Instead, we lost millions of jobs and the nation is still hurting. But now Congress is quietly considering doing it again, but worse this time, by creating a free trade area of the Americas, also called the FTAA. This would outsource millions more American jobs and businesses. How can our country survive this devastation again? Learn how you can help. Visit www.stoptheftaa.org or call 1-800-JBS-USA1. Log on to our website and let Congress know that you think FTAA is not an option for America's future. Stoptheftaa.org and keep American jobs in America.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Let's go back to the telephones. Susan in New York. Hi, Susan. You're on the air.
I'm really glad you're having this show today. One of the things that I wanted to bring out and I wanted to let people know is that there is a federal law known as the Protection of Pupil Rights Act, the PPRA, and that requires written parental consent before a child undergoes a survey, analysis, or evaluation. But Teen Screen themselves have put out a newsletter a while ago, and they had said that if your local mental health screening program is approved by the Board of Education as part of the educational program, you're not required to get active parental consent under PPRA. So if they make this a part of the curriculum in the schools, we have an extra added danger in that active parental consent will no longer be needed.
Ken Kramer, had you heard of that?
Yes, sir, I have.
Comment on it, would you please?
Well, number one, parents need to become familiar with these mental health screenings and also Teen Screen, but they also need to be familiar with the laws surrounding this. They are pursue PPRA, the Protection of People Rights Amendment. They have a right to inspect the surveys before the kid is given the survey. Parents don't know that, so this needs to be really promoted so that parents get in the loop.
Now, I understand that they have tried to actually stop you from printing these questions. Is that right, Ken?
Well, yesterday, you know, like I said, I specialize in documents. We're on the hunt for documents on this whole thing, so there's no question at all what's going on. Yesterday, I got a fax that the King Screen folks wrote to my internet service provider that said, hey, take these questions off the internet. So they say I'm infringing on their copyrights. So, you know, number one, I don't want to break any laws, copyright or other. So I took them off. I took the actual document of the suicide survey off my web page. There's still a few questions that, like the ones that you read. You know, if people want more information about this, they can go to my website if you don't mind me giving it out.
No, please do.
Okay, it's www.psychsearch.net. Psych is in psychiatrist.
Spell it out.
.net, and then press teen screen.
Spell it out.
Okay, psychsearch.net.
Okay. But you did take the you did take those questions down.
Absolutely. You know, I'm not interested in going, you know, getting any civil lawsuit and that kind of thing. You know, I'm a man of poor means, but I am interested in getting this information out to the public. You know, I don't want to break any copyrights. You know, but I do want to get this information out to the public. So
okay, let's take another break. We'll be right back. This is the final break of the hour. We'll try to get to some more callers just as quickly as we can.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Located in rural Missouri is a place called Heartland, a modern-day city of refuge where men, women, and children can come and find hope in the various recovery programs offered by Pastor Charles Sharp and members of Heartland Community Church. The Heartland community includes Heartland Children and Youth Homes, Heartland Recovery Programs for Adults, K-12 Heartland Christian Academy, Nations Harvest Bible College, and several businesses, including one of the largest dairy operations in the country. Every home, business, classroom, and job site at Heartland are filled with people who are reaching out with compassion of Jesus Christ to help those who are hurting. Heartland came into being as a result of prayer, and prayer continues to be the source of Heartland's daily harvest of miracles. Heartland is a true haven of spiritual healing. To learn more about Heartland, call 660-284-6212. That's 660-284-6212. The U.S. dollar has now lost over 40% of its buying power since 2001, and that's under a strong dollar policy from our White House. Can you imagine what the next 4 years could hold in store for our debt-burdened dollar? Well, Swiss America and I can. Hold on to your wallet for a surge in the cost of living that's coming. With rising inflation, it's no wonder gold is making new highs. Remember, a declining dollar can also drive stocks, bonds, and real estate down. So do something about it. Call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUYCOIN. And get the cold, hard facts about protecting your money with gold. Swiss America has the very best educational tools to help you restore the standard in your portfolio. Before the cost of living gets completely out of control, call 1-800-289-2646, 1-800-BUYCOIN, and visit SwissAmerica.com. Let's get as many calls in as we possibly can. Zeb in Indiana. Hi, Zeb, you're on the air.
Hi, Derry, you there?
Yeah, very quickly.
I was just looking at that fellow's website you have there on air with you, and it said under obsessive compulsive disorders, praying is listed as an obsessive compulsive disorder.
Really?
Yes, it is. Compulsions defined 1 and 2, repetitive behavior or mental acts, e.g. praying, counting, repeating words silently.
Okay, thanks for the call, Zeb. Let's go to Arthur in Kansas. Hi, Arthur, you're on the air.
You should check out to see who's on the board of directors of these drug companies and who's going to make the money. Old Man Bush is or was on Eli Lilly. Rumsfeld is on G.D. Searle, who brought us aspartame. And I'm sure there are many more.
I knew about the Daddy Bush. I didn't know about Rumsfeld.
Oh, yeah. He pushed to get aspartame in the market.
Okay. Hey, thanks for the call.
All right.
Let's go to Jeff in Kansas City. Hi, Jeff. Jeff, you're not there? All right, let's go to Michigan. John, hi, you're on the air, John.
Hello?
Hello, John. Yes,
Jeff.
You're on the air.
This is Jeff.
Jeff, all right, you're on the air, Jeff.
All I wanted to say was I'm principal superintendent school board of my school because we homeschool, and if this is considered a medical condition, how long will it be before they actually take your children away if you don't have this done? Because I know of a family that their 12-year-old daughter had cancer, and they refused to give her radiation treatment, and she also refused and said she didn't want it. And the state not only took her away, but took the two brothers away from that family.
It's very quick, Jeff, if I may answer this question, Derry.
Yes, please.
It depends if it is being reported or not. It depends how aggressive the social services are in your state. Having done quite a few investigations into that area, I have found that it's gotten quite bad across the nation. And so if the child is diagnosed, if it is being recommended that the child be drugged, and if the parents refused, I suggest that the parent immediately talks to a lawyer and get ready, because it is always better to go on the offense than the defense. Once they take the child away, it is extremely difficult to get the child back, and they also have grounds to take any siblings away. So that is another factor in this area. And by the way, dearie, if you don't mind, I would like to give the number out of CCHR, because we are very much interested in hearing from people who have been abused within the mental health system, or whose children have been diagnosed or who have been treated, you know, against their parents' will or what have you.
Yeah,
so that number is 1-800-869-2247, and we'd love to hear from you. 1-800-869-2247.
That's the helpline or the abuse line.
That's correct.
It's 1-800-869-2247. Now, do we still have John from Michigan with us? Okay, let's go to whatever caller's up there. Let's go to whoever's left.
Hello, Derry?
Yes, John.
This is Design in the Curriculum. Charlotte Iserby from Deliberate Dumbing Down has exposed that, and they have suicide classes in the curriculum. Bad behavior is for behavior modification, and the ones that are resisting are the ones they are after, which you've already spoke of. But there's a doctor, too, in Texas that John Statler has been talking to, and he is he's a psychiatrist. He's very concerned about this. But the curriculum is where they have to check. It's very sick, and if you're happy, that's a behavioral problem. They're out to just destroy this next generation and to bring our country down. That's the intent of all of this, and Charlotte Iserby probably is going to give you a lot of insight into that.
Okay, yeah, we've had Charlotte on the air from time to time, and we are now out of time, believe it or not. Sandra, it's been a pleasure having you as a guest again on the Common Sense.
It is my pleasure, dearie.
And Ken Kramer, maybe we'll hear more from you in the future. Keep us informed. You're doing a great job, apparently, and it's been good to have both of you on the show today. And hopefully we have awakened some people as to what's really taking place. And now may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near are far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
About the clouds if we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.